Ryan Bingham, the main character of Walter Kern's new novel, is on a quest of sorts. Unlike Captain Ahab, who rode the sea and chased a giant whale, Ryan rides first class on airplanes. His obsession, his only goal, is to accumulate 1 million frequent flyer miles. Ryan spends most of his life up in the air, which is also the title of Kern's book. You've probably shared an armrest with someone like Ryan Bingham, a corporate traveler in sync with his surroundings.
I call it Air World, the scene, the place, the style. My hometown papers are USA Today and the Wall Street Journal. The big screen Panasonics in the club rooms broadcast all the news I need with an emphasis on the markets and the weather. My literature, yours too, I see, is the bestseller or the near bestseller, heavy on themes of espionage, high finance, and the goodness of common people in small towns.
For many of us, air travel is something we endure on our way somewhere. Author Walter Kern says for Ryan Bingham, Air World is home.
He's almost a mutation. He's the kind of person who's learned to love the world of airports and airplanes. He takes his self-esteem from how well he's treated by flight attendants, and he's kind of adapted to this parallel universe that goes on above our heads every day.
Most of us hate airplanes and identical hotels. They're sterile and predictable. But your main character, Ryan Bingham, seems to find beauty there. Maybe you could read that part about the joy of having the right product at the right time.
Right. I know of no pleasure more reliable than consuming a great American brand against the backdrop featured in its advertising. Driving a Ford pickup down brown dirt roads, swigging a Coke on the beach in Malibu, flying Great West over central Colorado. It's a feeling of restfulness and order, akin, I suspect, to how the ancient Egyptians felt watching the planets line up above the pyramids. You're in the right place, you're running with the right forces, and if the wind should howl tomorrow, let it.
The book's about a journey, but Ryan Bingham isn't going anywhere. I mean, it's really just about accumulating miles. Do you see this as a kind of adventure novel?
Well, I see it as an adventure novel in a new style. I really wished I could write on the road or some conventional story of setting out for the horizon, but I realize that's impossible now, and that most of our journeys in America are round trip, circular, and in the end, without a real sense of destination.
What does it mean if all the quests are just circular journeys back to where we started? Are we just going to be chasing frequent flyer miles?
Well, I mean, when you come to think of it, which of America's goals, getting to the West Coast, driving the Golden Spike, making it to the moon, really adds up to a hill of beans in the scheme of things? I mean, we finally made it to the moon, and what difference did it make finally? In a way, there aren't many goals that this society or any society sets up that are that satisfying in their achievement. I have a theory that America is more in love with homogeneity than it lets on. You know, the intellectuals rail against the culture becoming all the same everywhere, and there's definitely something in that. But it wouldn't be going that way unless it made us comfortable and safe. And so, you know, Ryan embraces that.
There's also a paranoia about Airworld. I mean, he keeps hearing himself paged in the airport when it turns out nobody's paging him. There are weird charges on his credit card. Is there something also surreal about these places?
Well, they're very surreal because they're placeless places. Our identity there has to usually do with an ID card or a number. You're looked at suspiciously at every turn, always having to prove you are who you are and that you have honest intentions and aren't carrying a bomb. And I think that for someone who's as nervous and stressed out as Ryan, this all makes for a kind of a general paranoid state.
You talk about how people look different when they're on an airplane. Maybe you could read the section about the business executive.
Let's see. Across the aisle from me, a famous businessman, a securities analyst with his own TV show and a foundation for troubled urban youth, has fallen asleep with a Sprite in his right hand and the beam from the overhead reading light shining into his slack and gaping mouth. The gold in there is amazing, a savage image that I feel strangely privileged to behold. The flight attendant peeks too. We share a smirk. That mouth moves markets, and look at it. An ore field.
Ryan Bingham is an acute observer of how people interact in airplanes. Do you think there's a kind of a different kind of intimacy up there?
Well, it's a strange intimacy in airplanes. First of all, physically, you're very, very close together. But some people really try to maintain their neutrality and their distance, even though the animal self tells me, you know, I'm practically in bed with this person. At one point, I say every flight's like a three-act play, the takeoff, the cruising, and the landing. And when you sit down on a plane and you know you have an hour and a half with, say, the beautiful woman next to you, you make your moves like a chess master, knowing exactly at what point you're going to have to make what transition. And Ryan is very conscious of that fact.
Your book is about a guy who sees not roads, but runways and hubs. But you live in Montana. What gives?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jack Kerouac never had a driver's license. Montana allows me to sort of see this airport world in just absolute black and white contrast with my own daily life. And that's why I think it jumps out at me, you know. I didn't really research this book. I just stepped back and said, what's the world that I walk through and ignore? It's this world of traveling. It's this world of USA Today and Cinnabon cinnamon rolls and so on. All the things that we don't think are worth paying attention to. Well, what if I paid attention to them?
Author Walter Kern, his new novel is Up in the Air.